Okay, we are reading 6th canto, chapter 1, text 3 to 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so we have only the sixth verse, the fifth one here. So let me read the previous, the third and the fourth. Adharma lakshana nani nakash chanvar nittaha manvantarasya vyakhyata adya svayam bhuvyataha. Translation. You have also described at the end of the fifth canto the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities. And you have described in the fourth canto the first manvantara, which was presided over by Svayambhuva Manu, the son of Lord Brahma. And now text 4. Priyavrata tanapadur vamshashtat charitanicha dvipavarsha samudradri nadyudhyana vanas patihi. And this, the fifth one, which is written here on the blackboard. Dharamandala samsthanam bhagalakshana manataha jyotisham vivaranam cha yadhetam asrijat vibhuhu. Okay, repeat after me. Dharamandala samsthanam bhagalakshana manataha jyotisham vivaranam cha yadhedam asrijat vibhuhu dharamandala samsthanam bhagalakshana manataham jyotisham vivaranam cha yadhedam asrijat vibhuhu. Dharamandala samsthanam bhagalakshana manataha jyotisham vivaranam cha yadhidam asrijat vibhu. Dharamandala samsthanam bhagalakshana manataha Priyavrata. Of Priyavrata. Uttana Padaha. and of Uttanapada, Vamshaha, the dynasty, Tatcharitani, the characteristics, Cha, also, Dvipa, different planets, Varsha, lands, Samudra, oceans and seas, Adri, mountains, Nadi, rivers, Udyana, gardens, Vanaspatin, and trees, Dharamandala, of the planet Earth, Samsthanam, situation, Bhaga, according to divisions, Lakshana, different symptoms, Manattaha, and measurements, Jyotisham, of the sun and other luminaries, Vivaranam, of the low planetary systems, Cha, and Yatha, as Idam, this, Asrijat, created, Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. My dear Lord, you have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky, and the lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. Please repeat after me, my dear Lord. You have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, with varied lands, seas and oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky, and the lower planetary system. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. Perfect by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Here, the word Yat Hedam Asrijat Vibhuhu clearly indicates that the Supreme, the Great, Almighty Personality of Godhead created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars, and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God, which is present in every creation, but they cannot explain how all these creations could come into existence without a competent intelligence and almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. In Bhagavad Gita 10:8, the Lord says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, I am the origin of everything. Matah Sarvam Pravartate, whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. when one fully understands that I create everything by my omnipotence, one becomes firmly situated in devotional service and fully surrenders at my lotus feet. Unfortunately, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and read authorized books, they may gradually come to the proper understanding, although this may take many, many births. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudurlabham. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Vasudeva, Krishna, is the creator of everything, and his energy is displayed in various ways. As explained in Bhagavad Gita 7:4-5, a combination of the material energy, Bhumirapanalavayu, and the spiritual energy, the living entity, exists in every creation. Therefore, the same principle, the combination of the Supreme Spirit and the material elements, is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. Om Yanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpade, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namo Stute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suda Devi Pranamami, Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpa Drubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Devacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaurabhata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Namo Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadam. Every moment of your life, you are getting something. That is a nice news. Every moment, even if you do nothing, you get something. So this is the best part of our life. The problem is what exactly you get. What exactly you are getting right now. If you do right thing, you are getting a coins of your good karma, and if you do wrong thing, you are getting the coins of your bad karma. That's your, you have two bank accounts of your good karma and of your bad karma. So pile of coins are there, but usually we tend to forget about what we did wrong. That is our tendency, never remember it, always forget it. That's why here, in the beginning of the sixth canto, Parikshit Maharaj specifically pointing out that the whole fifth canto was about the hellish planet. Because usually, you see, we went through the last chapter of the fifth canto, Last was 26th chapter of the 5th canto called Hellish Plans. We went through that chapter with the speed of a sound, very quickly. Only 2 weeks, no, even less than 2 weeks. Why? Because we don't want to speak and we don't want to think about hellish planets. It's so unpleasant. Let's better to go further and come closer to the 6th canto. But here, Parikshit Maharaj, when he does his wonderful review of all topics which we already discussed, explained and described before, he's pointing out that the 5th canto is about hellish planets. So what is that review? He said the 2nd canto is about liberation path, and the 3rd canto and the 4th about material enjoyment and pravritti mark, and the 5th canto is about hellish life. So how come we can move from the path of liberation to the hellish planets? What is the way? So in this case, Srila Prabhupada says, well, Maya has two energies. And one is throwing energy, and another is covering energy. So what happens with us? We have this 2nd canto, this path of liberation, but we also have throwing energy of Maya. So Srila Prabhupada says throwing energy means it throws you down out of the path of liberation. That is throwing energy of Maya. So there is no question of the path of liberation for us. So let's enjoy in this material world. But in this material world, there is another Maya and another energy of Maya called, Srila Prabhupada calls it covering. So we pretend to be very happy here. That is covering energy of Maya. That how does it work? So because Maya is covering us, we think that we are really happy here. And Hari Bol, now hellish planets. Because even if we think that we are really happy here, well, the doors of the hellish planets is always widely open for people who enjoy their life in this material world. So that is a short review of whatever was said before. And now Parikshit Maharaj would like to ask very specific question, the question which is very important for us who are enjoying our life in the material world. If we anyway going to end our existence in the hellish planets, so what is the way to getting out of that existence? And now Srila Prabhupada in this purport, he divides the purport in 2 parts. And first he says about atheists. And let's start with atheists. So who are them? And how to check if we are atheists or maybe we are not. So how to check it? Atheists, they are never, ever will have possibility to go out of this material universe. And how to test who is an atheist? Well, if you look at sky, nighttime, and you see all these stars and planets and whatever is there, and you cannot see the God, you are an atheist. Why? Because they look at the sky as the only thing they can see is the luminary stars and planets, but for them there is nobody there. And what does that mean? If there is nobody there in the sky, nobody gonna control them. And another way how do they think? Just imagine, if you are here in the huge, big, wonderful palace with all halls, corridors, nicely decorated, and you are the only one in that palace. So what you would think you are? You are the God, the only one. And this palace is definitely only for you, for your enjoyment. That's how atheists think. And moreover, I would say that you can check your atheist tendency in your everyday life. How? Just check your, relationship with your refrigerator, with your fridge. You see, this is a very nice part of your family. It feeds you with all different perfect stuff, isn't it? And in India, the refrigerators, they have even one more feature. The sides of refrigerators outside, they are warm. So during the winter time, they're warming you like a fireplace. So isn't it like he's the one who supplies us? Just open the door and take whatever you want. So that's how atheists think. They cannot see anyone behind the refrigerator. They cannot see that person who filled your refrigerator up. So that is their mentality. This is like one level of consciousness. But there is another level of consciousness, Mahatmas. So what about Mahatmas? The most important point about Mahatmas are they are very rare. But they're the only one who can understand who is the God. Because Srila Prabhupada says usually, he was asked, there are so many movements around, so many spiritual movements and religions around, so how to understand which one is real, like really real, and which one is just false? And Srila Prabhupada said, it's very simple, Prabhupada said. If you follow that movement and you know who God is, that is real. So that Mahatma, they follow and they know who God is, and that is real. But what is the difference between atheists and Mahatmas? I mean, what is the distance between them? And how much time we need to, remold ourselves from atheist to Mahatma state? Well, sometimes Srila Prabhupada says, 1 minute. And sometimes he says, gradually. And sometimes he says, life after life. Oh no. How come? He promised us by the end of his life. How it might be life after life. So let me explain you and clarify this point, what Srila Prabhupada meant to say. So when he says, just 1 minute, this 1 minute, he says about these piles of your bad coins of your bad karma and coins of your good karma. These piles and bags of this huge bank account of your bad karma and good karma, you may get rid of that just during 1 minute. All your karma will be destroyed. How? Srila Prabhupada says it's very simple, just surrender. Sarva dharma parityaja mama kam sharanam raja, very simple. So that is 1 minute. You can do it very easily. But then Srila Prabhupada says, okay, for karma, 1 minute is enough. But what about how to become a devotee? Because that is actually something different, how to become a devotee. And here, the same bank account works. Srila Prabhupada says, cent by cent, you may become a devotee. How come? Prabhupada explained, you come for Srimad Bhagavatam every day, and every day you get 1 cent, and when it will be $100, you will become a devotee. Cent by cent, $100 and you are a devotee. And now the next stage, you are a devotee, but how to find Krishna? And that is not that easy. And Srila Prabhupada says, life after life, you are a devotee, and then you will get a chance to play with Krishna. Life after life. Actually, the same structure of relationship you have with the holy name. You see, you can be liberated just if you say once, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, you are liberated. That's it. No bad karma, no good karma. And you may say, wow, it's so wonderful. We have three stages of chanting of the holy name, Namaparadha, Namabhas, and Shuddhanam. So getting from Namaparadha to Namabhas is so easy. Just chant Hare Krishna and you're already liberated. That's it. But that Namabhas, which is kind of liberation, doesn't lead us towards Shuddhanam, towards pure prem, pure love of Godhead. How come? Srila Prabhupada says, repeating our acharya, that okay, it's that Namabhasa which will lead us to prem, this is the special one. It's not that easy, like just chant Hare Krishna and that's it. No. You will become liberated for sure, but what about prem? Do we need liberation or do we need really love? Love is the only thing we need. So what is the difference between two Namabhasas? So the first Namabhasa is a very easy one. Hare Krishna, that's it. But the second one, you have to put your efforts cent by cent until it will become $100. And it is said in Purana that we have to chant attentively plus put all our efforts to avoid Namaparadhas. That's how you will get your $100 and you will get your Nama Abhasa stage. That Nama Abhasa which will lead you to Shuddhanam. And the whole story of Ajamila is about different stages of chanting the holy name. And the sixth canto, of course you know that the sixth canto is dedicated to that part of the Srimad Bhagavatam which is called Poshana. And Poshana means protection. Of course Krishna protects us. Nothing wrong with that. But don't you think that it's easy to protect Prahlada Maharaja, who is always thinks about Krishna, then it's much easier than to protect us, isn't it? Okay, let me tell you something about that Poshana. Poshana doesn't mean only protection. Poshana means the protection of that living beings, of that devotees, who are maybe not up to the standard. So who are them who are not up to the standard? Well, I am the one, and that's why for me, this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, Poshana, protection of those who may be not up to the standard, is extremely important. And for me, that's why, because I'm not up to the standard. There is no other way as only Hare now. So let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare. Thank you. Any questions, comments, thoughts?
Hare Krishna, thank you Mataji for giving wonderful class. Especially I'm just asking a question. You told about that getting the Shuddhanam. So, in beginning, the devotee, they try to chant purely, try to avoid the offenses. But still, we are not getting so much strength and that we are not feeling that we are advancing. So, how can we maintain our right devotional attitudes so we can move forward swiftly?
Thank you so much for your question. So, the question is, we are trying to chant purely. And still, we are not pure devotee. So how come and what we can do? Thank you for your question, because this is a very important question. I said that you have to move from the step to step, from Namapara to Namapas and then to Shuddhanam. But the most important secret about Shuddhanam, it can be just given by Krishna, by His mercy. So the most important ingredient for Shudhanam, just His mercy. That's how He protects us. So we are trying to do our best, but it's up to Him. That's why we need, maybe we need life after life, until we will find Him and we will play with Him. But maybe it will come just for one moment. That's up to Him, just His mercy. Thank you.
Thank you for lecture. If I have saw that it may make some mistake, and I saw how to fix it.
If I made some mistakes, how to fix it? Is it your like Parikshit Maharaj asking about what is an atonement, or what is your question? Just how to fix your mistake?
Yeah, how to continue.
Okay, let's thank you for your question. So let's follow just example of Parikshit Maharaj. What he did a big mistake. He offended a brahmana right in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. So what he did, he accepted that he did a mistake. That was the first step. Just accept that you did it. And then he realized fully, his feeling was, he was totally sorry about what he did. So the next step is being sorry. But you see, I guess the 100% of people here are sorry. So what is the next step? The next step is more difficult. The next step is do something about that. So I'm sorry. So do something. Pay your obeisances. Ask for forgiveness. Cry. That's all about Hare Krishna. Why we are crying? Because we did mistake and we are trying to fix it. So cry. This is the next step. And then they say there will be the fourth step. So you will be united in your service for the Lord. That's how you can fix it. Thank you. It's okay? And I think Ramani Mataji has one question. Could you please pass the mic? Well, some guidelines how to endeavor to chant properly. May I ask this question? May I ask you this question? So, we may say there are so many courses and retreats about how to chant properly. The only problem with all retreats are that when people are inside the retreat, inside this ideal situation, they chant properly. And as far as they out of the course or out of the retreat, out of the ideal situation, they again have difficulties with their chanting. So this is a big topic, but I would say that chanting properly is a lifestyle. It's not something which you can do, or sometimes you just don't do it. It's a lifestyle that helps us to chant properly. The changing of your consciousness. So I would better ask you about how to do it. Thank you. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much.